Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's going to be a gala Friday event.
Oh, yes.
Mike Stone.
Welcome. How are you?
Yes.
I knew that would resonate with you. I was horrified because Kenny admitted, I've never seen the movie Casino. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I quit. Come on, Kenny.
He'll watch that after he watches the Broad Street Bullies documentary that I gave him to watch or told him to watch like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
to help him understand why I am what I am.
He'll get to you first. Have you patched things up with Mike James? I know that was a big kerfuffle before the show.
He's going to be on later.
Okay. Restore the floor.
Restore the floor.
So let's. Next week. Yes. I want to dive into this. We're going to get to the wings later, because Kenny is tantalizing us, Mike.
Yes, I know he's.
Hey, Kenny. Yeah, you are. You're being a little flirt, because they made this nothing burger move.
Oh, I know.
For some, you know, Iman Shumpert defenseman or whoever this is. Listen,
Taj Gibson.
He's a nobody.
Yeah, he's already in Grand Rapids.
They saved $2 million on the cap.
Ooh, is there anything in the, there?
Kenny Kotz says, quote,
yeah.
Stevie's loading up, close quote.
I hope so, but the problem is, there's nobody left to load up on unless there's some kind of major surprise trade. Yes, you can get Kenny's, you know, godchild. You know,
Gudas,
maybe.
Kenny, be serious with us, and we'll get to the wings a little bit later. But your level of faith in what you teased us with when you heard about this trade, that Stevie's loading up before the deadline.
For the deadline or for the offseason?
I still think it's offseason.
I think this $2 million saved is for the offseason. But there could be a move still on the way. It was the Red Wings that broke this trade. It wasn't a writer of any kind. That means it came from within. Nobody knew about this.
Because it's insignificant.
That is correct.
Yeah, because but usually, no one knows who they traded
for. Even the insignificant trades, you get the beat writers talking about. So that doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, after a national writer announces the trade, I can confirm. Yes. Of course you did it. I'm a radio host. I can confirm that David just told me the Wings made a trade.
Yes.
The Red Wings broke it. It's important. Leave me alone.
All right. Done. We'll get to the Wings a little later. We are going to get to free agency because the time Stoney and I return to you Monday at 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Free agency's open.
Absolutely. By the way, before we actually start, I just want to say hello to your dad, Big G, and other members of the family who might be listening, because your father has a lot of my father in him, where he listens to you constantly.
All the time. Yeah.
And my father used to listen to me constantly in the afternoons. Now, when I got moved to the mornings, Lou didn't get up till past 10. So, you know,
a little bit tough.
Yes. Yeah, I love the fact that your father is a listener to the show. And of course, the East Coast.
He does the YouTube. He likes the video.
Oh, good.
I know. I mean, it's what it is.
Yes. Well, because you guys were talking yesterday about guys you don't want on your team. So I decided to wear the Trust the Process hoodie that I own because, you know, Ben Simmons, they announced yesterday, would not be playing again this year. And Ben Simmons led to James Harden. So both of those guys can go in a corner and you know what.
Yeah, I know. And David and I right now are on alert because apparently this is where I knew it. David was going to pray. He was going to get God involved. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 24 hours after I busted his holy stones, now the Giants apparently have met with Russell Wilson.
I know.
Enjoy Ross, Mike.
Go to hell. I don't know that I can say that to a pastor, but yes, it just happened.
Yes.
So I want to start the show with something totally off the board, Stoney. This Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. I need the young people to unite, all right? We're going to throw the bat signal up. I heard Rieger talk about this last night as I was driving home, and I actually agreed with Jeff. Because the Jake Paul thing, I don't understand. He's fought a bunch of tomato cans, and he wins these fights. And clearly, he's training to be a boxer, and he has some level of ability.
Who's better, him or his brother?
I don't, Kenny? Ed, that's an Evan question.
Okay.
Evan would know. But he's fighting 50, he's 27. He's fighting 57-year-old Mike Tyson. And you and I talked before the show. I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. I'm afraid of him.
Yes. You're right. He could be my age for crying out loud, and people who are 20 years younger would still get the you-know-what knocked out of him because he's Mike Tyson. Or, more importantly, the fear. He's still, even when he makes you laugh in the Hangover, you kind of think he's going to come through the screen and just hit you with a right cross and going to send you to no-no
land. So this fight's going to be July 20th. This is going to be at Jerry World. That's an 80,000-seat venue.
Oh, God, I'd love to see Tyson fight Jerry. That's something I'd pay for.
This is going to be on Netflix. I just want to know, and if anyone has any intel, help me. Because Stoney and I agree on this, and maybe it means we're both horribly wrong. But doesn't Mike Tyson have a shot to win this fight?
Yeah, it just takes one punch. And I don't care how old he is,
but
Mike.
Is it an actual fight, Stone?
Well, that's the other question. I don't know what the script says. Ask Goodell.
That's the whole... By the way, how loud is he going to get booed at the draft?
Oh, pretty damn loud.
I was thinking about that. I go, oh, that's going to be so uncomfortable. But David, I don't care if it's ticket texters. I don't care if it's callers. But Stoney and I wanted to do a segment on this just to understand, because this was a lot of people going to watch this. You can laugh at it, mock it, mm-hmm. say you're not. You're going to. I admit I'm going to watch this. Look, Tyson is still the kid from the Catskills, and he's terrifying, and he's bringing the pigeons, and he's murdering people in 10 seconds.
Yes.
I know he's 57.
Is he going to walk in the ring with a tiger?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just help me, people, because I know you're more in tune to Jake Paul. And what's the other one? Logan Paul. Look.
Hell, for me, it could be Chris Paul.
Right.
Still, you know, or Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
248-539-9797. David, we talked about it briefly. Are you going to watch this July 20th?
Yes, I'm going to watch
See?
This. I am definitely going to watch this. And I believe that Mike Tyson is going to destroy him. He's Mike Tyson. He can't do only. He can only do one thing: is punch you to death.
Right.
That's it. You're dead.
We can, you know, how they'll say, you know, the older people can never. We need to, you know, move on with our lives. Mike Tyson, even though he's younger than me, I can't move on. I still think he's the baddest dude I've ever seen in a ring, and he's one of the baddest athletes. I mean, like in professional sports, who you think scares the hell out of you? The only one I can even think of off the top of my head, none of the hockey guys scare me anymore. The guy used to play for the Heat. I don't know who he played. James Johnson, because he's a black belt or whatever.
Oh, yeah, from Wake Forest.
Yeah, him I wouldn't want to meet in an alley. But nobody else. But Mike Tyson, yeah. He still scares the crap out of me.
I'll tell you who scares me now. Max Crosby. Max Crosby's terrifying.
See, I just think he's really freaking good.
No, he's great, but he's out of his mind.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a violent. I don't think it's...
What?
I don't think he's a dirty player.
Hey, you don't have to be dirty to be scary.
Yeah, I know.
He's scary.
Okay. He's a good guy. I love him, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have him on my team.
Yes.
But I want to know from the people. And look, I understand if you call up and go, guys, you're both on crack, or in Stoney's case, coke. Paul is 27. This guy's 57. But he's 57. He's Mike Tyson.
Right.
And I know, didn't now Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. What was it?
2020. Yeah.
Was that bad? Did he look terrible?
He didn't look great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he didn't look great. But, again, that's two old people going against each other.
Okay, right. So should I have a problem that a 27-year-old is going to be hitting on a 60-year-old?
Well, he doesn't have the boxing skill level there. That's the problem that I have. He can't box like Mike Tyson can box.
I got to know. I got to know from the audience. I admit, I have not gotten involved. Like when, what was it? Was it this Paul? Was it Logan? Who fought
Floyd Mayweather?
Who
Logan.
Fought Floyd and stole his hat?
Logan.
Logan fought him. Now, I heard that was a total joke. That was an absolute cash grab. Now, if this is not an actual boxing match, well, then all bets are off. But if they're actually boxing, are Stoney and I insane? Because I'm going to watch this and be like, I would not want to get in the ring with any version of Mike Tyson
Never.
That's halfway serious about boxing.
Never.
Ever. 248-539-9797. David, ticket text. We'll let Kenny get the callers squared away. What do you got for me?
I hope Tyson goes off script and knocks out Jake Paul and ends his career once and for all. Tired of hearing about him. That's from Paul. I'm sorry. That's from Cameron.
I just view the Pauls as everything wrong with society. How have we platformed these two and turned them into billionaires?
If Paul's so good, why doesn't he go through like Olympic trials and represent our country?
Okay, I don't have that answer.
That's what I'm saying about the skill level. If he's so skilled, then do that. Go professional. Tyson has to win or I lose all hope for all of us. Okay.
The meteor takes us all out.
It's basically just a cash grab. I mean, come on. They're probably getting paid a couple million just to get in the ring. Who wouldn't? I'm getting the ring. I'm getting the fight with Tyson, too. I was getting paid a couple million dollars.
Yeah, and understand, there is no question this is going to be a handsome financial reward. Will they sell out Jerry World? I'm not qualified to tell you that.
Depends who's on the undercard.
But they'll move tickets. And the fact that Netflix is picking this up, you know they got deep pockets. So if you call up and say, guys, it's not a boxing match. It's just going to be a cheap cash grab. They'll hug each other around the ring. There'll be some ridiculous decision. Who am I to argue? I'm just saying, if they actually fight, there's no way I'm stepping in a ring with Mike Tyson.
And Tyson will be the underdog, too, probably. Wouldn't you think?
Can you put betting odds on something like this? It's an exhibition. Is there betting odds?
I don't know.
David.
I'm sure there will be, yeah.
Jenkins if there was betting odds on the last Logan or... Not Aaron Paul. That's the guy in Breaking Bad. What the hell's his kid's name?
Logan Paul.
I don't know. No, this is the brother. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Who cares? Honestly. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We are going to get some free agency conversation.
Maybe the Red Wings will get Nick Paul. Okay.
Listen. And Kenny, you get any whispers about the Wings? Anything. Any juice. Stoney, you're a little social media charlatan. You anything.
All right.
You bring it to the air. We got the trade deadline. We're going to get some football at 3. We got Stoney by the numbers later. A lot to do today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, it is the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. Now, you didn't hear a stutter. I know that's not normally our lane. But Mike and I are both into this.
Like, I will watch this based on Mike Tyson.
Right.
Maybe I'm a fool ass. But does Tyson really have a chance here? Or is this just a choreographed wrestling-like thing here?
Well, the question is, does Tyson have a chance because we've never really paid attention to Jake Paul? So it's for us, because we're on the same plane with this, Tyson, that we remember him to a certain extent, versus the unknown. And I still think the Tyson that we grew up with, you grew up with, and I followed, it's not, obviously he's not the same. He's, you know, 57, 58 years old, but I don't care how old a guy is. He can still knock the
When did Foreman fight last?
When did he fight last? I don't know.
Did he fight when he was 50?
I think so. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Let's go to people. Let's see what they got to say on it. Just something I wanted to open with it because it has been all the chatter here in the office. And I admit it. I will watch July 20th. AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, whatever you want to call it, and it's on Netflix. And it's like, I'll watch for Tyson because I don't know, man. I just still find him to be an incredibly scary human. Devin, 97.1. What's up, Devin?
What's going on? I'm definitely watching this fight. As soon as I saw it on Instagram, I liked it, bookmarked it, and I put it on my calendar. I think Mike Tyson is probably going to kill Jake Paul. I've seen Jake Paul fight before. He has some great technique. But Mike Tyson, at the age he's at, is still very scary. Very, very scary.
Is he scary because we remember him and want him to be scary, or is he still scary?
So I know we've all seen videos of him, like, you know, still in the gym training. His quickness is still there. Like, his quickness, his power is still there at his age.
Okay. I hope he would knock the crap out of him. By the way, George Foreman's last fight, losing a majority decision to Shannon Briggs. He was 48 years old and 316 days.
So there's no comparison. This is 9 years
when he
older.
Beat Michael Moore, he was 45.
Yeah, this is 57.
I know.
Let's go to Spencer, 97.1. Spencer, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing today? Long-time listener.
What's going on?
I got a chance. I've seen Jake Paul fight, and one of the things that bothers me about the fight, they're kind of exhibitionist because he gets these, I won't say has-been MMA fighters, but they're not really professionally trained to be boxing. And then he does well in that. Problem is, there's videos out there. I mean, there was one put out today by Mike Tyson doing a full three rounds. And, yes, he still has his quickness, but what's real scary is that man's power. It is ridiculous. You should just take a look at him. If it's not going to be a theatrical thing and they're going to really box, Mike Tyson should take him out at least.
That's the whole thing, Spencer.
But
he was never a boxer. He was an assassin.
Right.
Tyson would roll out, one shot, goodbye.
Yes. The other thing, though, be wary of that video because it's really from 4 years ago.
That's when he was training to face Roy Jones.
No. There's a new one that he just did. There's a new one. He just did. That you talking about the one when he was training for Roy Jones. There's a newer one come out.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, dude, if Jake Paul goes in and think he's fighting. Yeah.
Team Tyson here.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Man.
That's all I need to say.
Thank you, Spencer. David, let's see if we can find the new video. I'll be interested in it. But no, I this is something, let's face it. It's gonna be the middle of summer. Baseball, there's a zillion games. The NBA will be done. Training camp will still be about 10 days away. It's in a perfect spot. I'll watch it. Maybe that makes me part of the problem. Go to Matthew, 97.1. What's up, Matty? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike? I know they said it's supposed to be an exhibition match, but if I remember Rocky III, Ivan Drago and Apollo was an exhibition match, too.
That's right.
Yes. Exactly.
Nobody told James Brown it was an exhibition with a virtuoso performance dressed as Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Mike Tyson. For the right price, I'd get in the ring with him. I wouldn't win, but I'd collect the payout.
Well, yeah, I mean, Matthew, clearly.
Yeah.
But this is one I need to, you know what I want, and I don't know if I'll get it. I don't understand the popularity of Jake and Logan Paul. Like, I don't understand it. I always wonder, like, we're going to look back 40 years, 50 years from now and be like, wait, these Kardashians you spoke of, what was their talent exactly?
Yes. Well, you look at the State of the Union and the response yesterday, 40 years from now, we'll look back on that and say, what the F was that?
Do you want to break down that circus last night?
No, I don't.
Woo! Ooh-wee! I watch out of morbid curiosity more than anything else.
I.
Let's go to Sam, 97.1. Sammy, how you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on. I just want to say, I think it's kind of sad that the biggest news in boxing always has to do with exhibition matches these days.
You're
the fact
so
that
right.
Logan Paul is involved is just sad. Like, that's the biggest thing going on. I don't know.
No,
I just
you're
wish I
Sam,
would have been able to experience the like the glory days of boxing.
No,
I
you're right.
I watched the old fights, and I'm just like, wow, we got Logan Paul facing a 58-year-old or whatever, Mike Tyson.
And Sam, understand, like I don't claim to have some boxing background as a fan. I mean, I came up at a time where yes, the big fights, like when Tyson fought Lennox Lewis and bit his ear, like those were a big deal.
That was Holyfield.
Holyfield, excuse me.
Yeah,
like. There was a time it was a bigger deal.
See, knowing your mentality and where you're from, I kind of wish you grew up when I grew up. Because boxing in the 80s was so much fun to watch.
It was huge.
I mean, you had not only all the great the heavyweights, but, you know, you had the Hagler, Hearns, Duran, Leonard, that whole, you know. And then, you know, even later on, ESPN was great. You would watch Vinny Pazienza and Bobby Chez.
The Pasmanian Devil. Get it right. Macho
Iran
Camacho.
Barkley.
Yeah, it's just, this still, it's like this weird spot we're in with sports, Tony, where it's, I know it's not real, but it's something that I'll watch.
Yes, because we love Mike Tyson, or we love what we think was Mike Tyson.
I think I love the idea of him flatlining a YouTuber that I don't even understand why he's famous.
Yes.
I think that's more of where I'm
right.
at.
Right. If this was a legitimate boxer, a guy who you saw his boxing chops before, you would say Tyson would have really no chance. You remember Ali Burbick. I mean, it's that, and Tyson's a lot older than that.
Yeah, by the way, there is no new video. The video that everyone's referencing is still the old video. That,
okay.
It's because it's 2 days ago, so yeah. It's still
That's
old.
That's four right. years old. That was for a winter of 20 fight against Roy Jones Jr.
Right.
Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, bud, what's going on, Mike? I haven't talked to you since the leader of the Black Caucus left.
Old school. Yeah. My man, yeah. Well, welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, Hatchet is right. The video is old. It's the one where he was preparing for Roy Jones. But the video that I seen was him training boxers. And Mike Tyson still got it, dude. Just him sitting in the ring showing these young boxers how to do that little quick sidestep, and then he does an uppercut to drop you. That was his signature move. The boy still got it. I feel bad for the Paul brothers. One of them is about to sign an obituary.
Here's the question, though. If for some reason Jake Paul's able to skill his way through a few rounds, does Tyson have the stamina to go longer than he wants to? That sounds like a Viagra commercial for crying out loud.
Oh, dear.
Stoney,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. If Tyson gets one shot on Mr. Paul, you might as well just go ahead and do a cross in silence and wear your black suit because that boy's going down for the count.
That's why he's still, at his age, at any age, to me, in my mind,
he's still Mike Tyson.
Ask Hatchet to look up a video of Mike Tyson recently training his boxers because he's a trainer. I'm telling you now, look at that boy's physique. He may be 58. But I'm 48. If I can look like he does in 10 years, hell, I hit the jackpot. I hit the lottery.
Listen, David, let's see if you can find it. I'm with Joe on this, though. Like, maybe we're all going to get played. The reality is Tyson's going to get his money. Jake Paul's going to get a majority of the money. And they can go into this ring, do a whole bunch of nothing. People will walk away disappointed. They'll both walk away rich. Maybe we're all fool asses.
Yeah,
that there's
we are,
no way it'll actually be a boxing match.
We'll get it. 10 people will go over somebody's house, Waltship, you know, somebody will, you know, buy the fight. We'll all sit and watch. And yeah.
Plus, think about the people who are going to buy tickets to go to Jerry World and watch it.
True.
I mean, there's a lot of money where it's like, what's the benefit of one of us knocking the other out? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't even know where these Paul brothers came from. It's just they just became a part of the conversation. That's the time we're living in.
I know. I just want to see Tyson just knock the crap out of him one time, and that's it.
That's really all it would take. If he catches you once, you're going, you're toast. 58 or not,
we think.
We know. No, we know.
Okay,
David,
I agree, but I just
remember this for when Tyson gets knocked out in 10 seconds at July 20th, and we can run the tape back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
David Pagnotta of the fourth period, he works for NHL Network, SiriusXM, tweeted out 15 minutes ago, as I mentioned a few moments ago on NHL Network, sounds like the Red Wings have been searching for a veteran forward to add to their roster. We'll see if they can pull it off over the next 40 or so minutes, but they're looking.
Get me names, Kenny. Get me names.
Get Pagnotta on line two.
Yeah, not, what is this, 2003? I know. Kenny, seriously, come on, talk to me. This is your Christmas right here. Is Stevie going to go shopping?
It seems like he's certainly trying. This is the most, by the way, information that anybody has gotten out of the Steve Yzerman camp all in the last, what, month leading up to the trade deadline? This is the most anybody has actually reported on.
All right,
Steve,
so
Yzerman,
let's do it this way. Ready, Stoney?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, I want you to give me the depth move, the surprising move, and the dream sequence. Three forwards, three different players. They bring a guy on who's basically, you're just like, eh, he doesn't totally suck, but it doesn't change my opinion of the team. Choice B, they bring on someone and you go, wow, he's a top six forward. Or the dream sequence, where you're like, he'll play on the second line, but he'd be on anyone else's first line because your first line is loaded. Three different tiers of forwards.
See, I don't even know if the first tier exists anymore.
And that's okay.
Yes. There's, it's
We're
not.
Doing this as an exercise to understand what possibly they're looking for.
They're looking. They even Lalonde even said probably a depth forward is what they're looking for. And you know what? Do they even need a depth forward?
Well, their forward core is fine, but the deeper the third and fourth line, if they brought somebody in, they could certainly improve. They were trotting out Klim Kostin on their fourth line for a while there. So
yes,
if you found somebody that could just bump everybody down a little bit, I don't think that'd be the worst thing in the world.
All right, get to work. I want to know who the hell we're shopping for here. David, some ticket techs, if you would.
I love Mike Tyson. I grew up watching him. His power was unmatched. I want nothing more than Jake Paul to get knocked out. But this is a scripted fight, and it will mean nothing for Marlon and Wall Lake.
That's my fear. I know. That's my fear.
Yeah. If this is an actual fight, Tyson kills Paul. But again, I worry about it being real. Rumor has it, Jake Paul gets to wear he gets to wear headgear for this fight.
What?
Oh, really?
What the texter says.
No way.
Then I won't watch.
No.
I won't watch it either.
That's the equivalent of Russell Wilson being the Giants quarterback. I will not watch.
You will watch.
I will not. Stoney, how dare you?
You will watch.
No, you know who will?
Big
My
G.
Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I know.
Please.
As he should.
Stoney.
You still.
Did you hear our topic yesterday?
A little bit of it, guys.
The unrootables.
Yes.
Like, Russell Wilson is one of a handful of athletes in the entire globe that if they play for your team, you can't root for.
But you still, even if you hate him and he's your starter, you're still rooting for your team to
win.
That's
J.J. McCarthy. I can do that.
But you stay for Russell. I'm saying, if Russell Wilson, for some reason, is your quarterback.
Such a weirdo.
I agree. He's a nutcase. He's bizarre. If he's your starting quarterback week one, you're rooting for them to win. And then when it becomes obvious that you want to be the first pick in the draft, then you root for them to lose.
Can't he just go to the Steelers and leave me alone? David, go ahead.
No, thank you. Someone says, Mike Tyson, two words, George Foreman. Came back at what age and KO much younger guys? Good night, Jake. Joe in Mary's.
Can anyone tell me what Jake Paul's famous for? Seriously. What is Jake Paul famous for?
I wish I knew. I don't know. Social media, YouTube star,
yes,
I don't know.
But I don't know what else he did. Was he a singer?
Not that I know of.
Kenny, don't listen to this conversation. You just keep shopping for forwards, okay? Focus.
Yeah, he's looking up.
Go ahead, David.
John in Auburn Hills. Hey, guys, I will watch this fight because it's like the Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor fight. I want to see Tyson destroy Paul.
But why is everything, you know, this is why the UFC is dominated. This is why the UFC has ended boxing. Because no matter what the UFC puts out there, there is never a hint of impropriety. There's never a hint of circus. It's real. There's a winner. There's a loser. It's a very fast-moving sport. Boxing has essentially become the county fair. This is like you're doing ostrich races at a horse track. It's absurd. Boxing has just become an exhibition. It's almost like wrestling. I mean,
I know.
I can't name three heavyweights. I know Tyson Fury because Correct. He's 8 feet tall, the Gypsy King, the whole deal. You can't name, all right, Deontay Wilder. Well, he beat him.
Right.
You can't name anyone anymore.
It sucks.
I know there's that kid Ryan Garcia. I've seen him
It's
once.
Awful, but you know what? Maybe it's our fault because ESPN.
Not as a heavyweight.
But ESPN is now in bed with the MMA and UFC, so they
because
parade
it's
their
real.
Because they parade those guys in there all the time. We don't get to see much boxing anymore. So we have not, as fans, have not actually consumed the product like we
UFC
used to.
UFC is, like with the UFC, I always feel you get a known result. It's kind of hard to dispute a result when one guy got choked out. It's just kind of, there's no split decision. There's no Russian judge. You know, guy A standing, guy B dead. It's hard to argue those results. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Antonio, 97.1. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I got two things here. It's not sad. I heard one of the people say it was sad. It wouldn't be sad because he's fighting a fighter who called him out. He didn't seek him out or looking for the bag. This guy called him out, a professional ex-champion. It's almost like he's compelled to do it. And my second point is that there shouldn't be any stipulations or some kind of exhibition where Mike is not allowed to go full throttle because nobody said anything when Nate Robertson almost got his block knocked off. They were fighting then. Don't get to somebody who know how to fight and then all of a sudden you need some kind of stipulations. Let them boys fight. And Jake Paul is going to get what he got coming to him.
Who did Nate Robinson fight again? Was it somebody important?
He fought one of the Paul boys.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. Okay, yeah, I got nothing for
you.
Yeah,
when your basketball career is going to end, let's go and box.
He got his block knocked off. He almost got killed in there.
I mean, he's 4 feet tall. What do you want the poor guy to do?
Who's next? The other Isaiah Thomas?
So, I mean, this fight, they should just allow him for whatever the chips fall, where they may. This is the times we live in now where you can build a YouTube content and get paid, you know, so... This is the America we live. This is not the old days where
an
aged fighter is coming back because he's broke. This is a popularity thing that the people want to see it. So let it happen.
Yeah, no, Antonio, listen, the Mike Tyson angle is why I'd watch. You guys know how I feel. History is not going to look fondly upon the last 10, 15 years. This whole idea that little kids grow up wanting to be, quote, influencers or YouTubers, I mean, God help you. I mean, basically, we've allowed people with no talent to become rich. That's something amazing.
I know. At least the Kardashians, you mentioned them before, at least they can design something like Jenner.
Can they?
Yeah, I think they're pretty.
Or does somebody do it for them?
No, I think they're pretty good. They're sharp business people, okay? But yeah, as far as, you know, entertainment talent, no, they don't have any.
David, any ticket text. Kenny is, I will tell you this, Tony, look at Kenny right now. Mm-hmm. Don't look at us. No, don't make eye contact. Look at how focused he is. Stop looking at us. We want to watch you work. We're excited.
Computer, phone. He's just going
He's
back
got an
and
abacus,
forth.
Spreadsheets, Bloomberg
my
terminal.
iPad, which is like my iPad, Kenny.
Kenny is shopping for forwards at the news that Stevie might be doing Stevie things.
We'll get some names for you coming up.
I know. I want them to be exciting.
I got one that's somewhat exciting, but I don't think
Ziggy Palfy?
No.
All right. 248-539-9797.
John Tinelli.
Right. Let's go to Randy 97.1. Randy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
So I think if it is a real fight, and honestly I think Antonio sold me, I love it. But if it is a real fight, it's gonna be 30 seconds. Tyson hasn't lost any of his power from what I've seen.
But what have you seen it?
I mean, I hope you're right. Videos on YouTube that you've seen of him training and him training other people. I've seen videos on YouTube. The guy, I would not want to get punched in the face by him. I don't care if Jake Paul's a fighter or not. He's unreal. He's a superhuman.
Yeah. But
what we remember him as was what he is now. Look, how good is Jake and Logan Paul? Like, they've taken the boxing thing pretty serious. It's the idea of a 27-year-old fighting a 57-year-old. That's something you can't negotiate.
Yeah, okay, but it's a 57-year-old Mike Tyson. It's not a 57-year-old former boxer who, no, it's Mike Tyson. He's an animal. He's a superhuman. He's not a real person. He will murder you with one punch. He will come out there and assassinate you in 15 seconds if it is a real fight. If it's not a real fight, then they're going to go out there, they're going to dance around. But that really leads me to my real question, which, are there any gambling odds on this? Is there a line on this yet? I know it's
nothing
early,
yet.
But, I mean,
nothing yet.
Are we putting money down on it?
Well, there will be.
Yeah, but okay, so what do you think? I mean, it's going to be favored to Tyson, right? It has to be.
I don't know. Because there are a lot of people that think that because he's 58, he can't do it anymore. I'll tell you one thing. Well, if I was betting, I'd bet on Tyson, whether he's favored or not.
I don't even know if they'll let you bet on it, Randy. I mean, it's an exhibition, and the credibility of it is TBA. Kenny's going to have the shopping list. We're going to get some football in the mix. And Monday, by the time Stoney and I return to the airwaves, free agency is going to be wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who is, if you could wake up Monday and have blank be a lion, who is it? Reserve all answers until 3 o'clock. Thank you, Stoney. David.
Congratulations.
Let's be.
Congratulations.
Hey, or condolences to her.
I'm going to start here with some names here. I'm going to start with some lesser names, Mike. I understand that you don't like paying running backs, but I'm going to start with two, and then we'll get to the big names in a second.
Thank you for the warning.
Saquon Barkley, predicted destination, Chicago Bears, and then Derrick Henry, predicted Baltimore Ravens.
How long have I called out Henry to Ravens? That one, it works.
It makes
fits.
Sense. He's tough as nails.
And
cliche.
They can use him effectively. He doesn't have to be the bell cow.
No.
The Saquon one, if I listed the destinations, Houston, number one with a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Philly, hell, even Dallas. Why would you go to Chicago? Why? To go to another bad football team. Now, they're closer to being good than people realize, but Stoney.
They're still not a playoff team.
Come on.
Possibly wild card, but doubtful.
David, I'm going to disagree. I still got to believe he goes to Houston. The ability to play with Stroud, to play with that young, exciting, vertical offense.
What about their offensive line is pretty damn good.
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil, bong mask.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. The Henry to the Ravens, I think we both love.
Yes.
Next two guys are predicted to go back to their current teams. So this is pretty easy. Chris Jones, Kirk Cousins.
Whoa.
I thought Kirk Cousins. I thought Kirk Cousins with his Georgia wife and all that stuff, I thought he'd be perfect for the Atlanta Falcons. So that surprises me. Why does Minnesota want to bring it back?
Because I'll tell you why. They have no pathway to taking a quarterback. Think about it. Look where they are in the draft.
They're like 11, right?
The reports are it would take 3 first-round picks to move up to 3. Are you giving away 3 first-round picks to take Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
No, but...
Well, 2 first-round picks to move up and take J.J. McCarthy?
No, but...
Then what do you got to do?
I know.
Mike, I ain't telling you. It's great. Look at me. I'm ready to take McCarthy at 6. You think I'm amped up about it?
No.
You know, the choice. We're desperate out here.
I know. I get it, but...
You got one clean shirt left in the dresser. Yeah. I suggest you wear it. Otherwise, you got to go back to the dirty clothes you got, a.k.a. Daniel Jones.
But why would he want it?
That part I can't explain.
Well,
and that's the reason.
He's got Justin Jefferson, so I guess.
I'm going to disagree with David. He's not going
back. And Addison.
He's not going back.
And Osborne as well. I'm going to give you three names here, all defensive players. Christian Wilkins, prediction is Chicago Bears.
David, they got a zillion dollars in cap space.
That would piss me off. Go ahead.
Chase Young, Baltimore Ravens.
Love. Reclamation project, just like they did with Clowney.
Danielle Hunter, Arizona Cardinals.
Hate.
Seriously, if Danielle Hunter goes to the Arizona Cardinals, it just proves one thing. All he cares about is the money. And you know what? I'm not going to kill him for it, but there are teams like one we know very well that are a hell of a lot closer than the Arizona Cardinals.
But here's the key. If I could use my words appropriately, have they even reached out? Now, we know they reached out with Snead.
Right.
I've seen nothing about Danielle Hunter. Nothing about Wilkins. Now, if you show me a report, I am with you.
Now, here's the other question that we'll probably get into later, or definitely Monday. Does he fit?
Oh, please. I'm so tired of that.
I am too, because you can't have a whole team of that.
Just get good players, yes. And I'm sure Aaron Glenn will figure that part out.
Yes.
You know who fits? L'Jarius Sneed.
And their new defensive line coach is considered one of the greatest in the NFL from Tennessee. Williams, right? Is that his last name? Terrence Williams, I believe?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so, I mean, give that guy some athletes.
We give you three names here, all defensive backs. I'm putting them together.
Give me Kendall Fuller.
Because one name is a former Lion. One is being predicted to go to the Lions in here. So, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, prediction going back to Philadelphia.
Bye.
He'd have some amazing makeup stuff to do.
Well, here's the thing.
Because him and the fans, they went out.
But it's clear why no team signs him.
Right.
New Orleans, Philly, Detroit, back to Philly. Look, it's a bit of he's like defensive Brandon Cooks. There's a reason. And he came here. We gave it a shot for $8 million on 1 year. I'm out. I'd rather bring in Quandre Diggs.
Now, exactly. Now, the other thing is, for at least here, he did get hurt most of the season. I give him credit for trying
to. But what
to
he did
back.
In that NFC title game, I can't forgive. He was warned before the game by coaches. Don't make it personal. What did he do? Made it personal, hurt the team.
Yes. And I even asked Campbell about it at the press conference 2 days before, 3 days before. And he said, we've talked to him about it. Well,
how'd that work? Yeah. And the whole wave into the crowd, just all of it. I'm done. I'm out. David, go ahead.
Kendall Fuller, prediction, Las Vegas Raiders.
Take it back. Come on, man.
Let me give you the name that's going to the Lions. Stephon Gilmore.
Yes.
He's Stoney's age.
I don't care.
All right, I'll take it.
He really played good last year.
He did for Dallas?
Yes, and they don't need him because of the Diggs is coming back. They got Bland. And I don't understand how it happens, but his brother has the same name spelled differently on the practice squad. He looked really good in preseason. I don't know why he never got on the field for the Lions, but maybe there's a mentorship type thing.
So let me ask you a question. If it was Stephon Gilmore on a one-year deal, and you drafted a corner in the second round, would you be comfortable with that as an answer to the secondary?
Depending on what my first-round pick is, but yes.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
You leave the first-round pick out of this.
Yes.
Okay, because if you're bringing in Gilmore at his advanced age, I'm going to need somebody else on the roster before I get to Bob Vildor or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, you have to double-dip. You have to make sure you get a future and then someone for now.
Because remember, Gilmore's 1,000. They just brought back Mosley on his 17th ACL.
Right.
Like, these are not the most comforting options.
Correct.
And then two offensive linemen, one going to the Lions, one going to the Champs. Tyron Smith, prediction, Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. Michael Owenu, prediction, Lions.
He's always said he wanted to, you know, come back and reunite with his cast tech buddy, David Hall.
So, yeah, but hold on.
And he's versatile, too. He can play different positions.
He can play right tackle. Well, we've got Sewell. Now, if you tell me you're bringing in Owenu, he's going to make a ton of money. Start right there. That's more expensive than Jonah Jackson.
Can he play guard?
Yes. So you play him for 1 year. Next year, then, when Decker's deal is up, Sewell goes to left, Onwenu goes to right. You're not. I really don't believe you're going to pay Decker and Sewell.
No,
I agree. You'll have $50 million in tackle.
I agree. But is Onwenu good enough in your mind to play right tackle a year from now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look, I'd be surprised if they spent their money on guards. I would. Look, who the hell am I?
Right.
Stoney, I said I'm taking an offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah.
I'm letting Jonah go because I'm not paying $10 million to bring him back.
I love the kid.
I'd keep Glasgow.
Yes. And we talked about this with Rico earlier this week, or I can't remember my days. But who do I like, what I see them like to trade up for without, you know, trading up for a lot of crazy, you know, capital. And the kid from Oregon State was number one. And I don't know if they'd have to trade
Alaga?
Up. Yes. Or I don't know if they'd have to trade up for the Power Smith or Power Jackson from Oregon.
I don't think they'd have to move for him.
No, I take him in a second.
Or my boy Cooper Beebe.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, David, go ahead. Don't mind us. We're just, you know, two dudes talking football.
I'm loving it. And then we'll close it out with this. Two guys predicted to go to the Cowboys
that
play the same position.
Odell Beckham.
They're saying they're not going to sign both. So what's best for them, Patrick Queen or Jordan Brooks?
Wow.
I think Patrick Queen's better for them. I love Patrick Queen. I wish we had an opening here for a linebacker. They don't, but. Yeah.
Is it wrong if I told you I'm very lukewarm on both?
That's fair.
Patrick Queen, a little overrated in my world, and Jordan Brooks just didn't pan out to what Seattle wanted him to be.
Yeah. To me, it's Queen or nothing.
David, Giants or Steelers getting anything, or should we just not play football?
There's nothing here. I think we can go ahead and just chop the season up
cancel
to a loss.
Cancel the season? Yeah. We're done? Okay. I mean, give me Gabe Davis or something. I mean, give me a crumb.
Yeah, there's nothing going to your team. So I thought
Joe
that.
Shane's great.
I got to tell you, we're having some problems, Mike.
Thank Jury's you, Jury's still out. Yeah. That is your In Football Today NFL Free Agency Primer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.